I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Creator, God, the Redeemer, and God, the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is often called the Sunday of Humbleness. Let's listen to the calling for the day. Your steadfast love endures from age to age, O living God. For in Christ you tenderly care for all your people. Instruct us in your way of humble service, so that we may imitate the saving deeds of Christ, who humbled himself for our salvation, and is now exalted with you in unending splendor forever and ever. Humbleness. In the old Book of Common Prayer, we even had a prayer called the Prayer of Humble Access. What is humbleness for us as Christians? What does it mean? How do we see ourselves as a community called to respond to God? Sometimes in the past we get confused. Even the Anglican Church in its own way has given by example a poor teaching. For we have in the past, we've had the hierarchy. You know, we had God and then the bishop and then the clergy, the priests, and then the deacons, and then the laity. And in fact, I can remember when I was in seminary, there would be a triangle, and it had all this listed. And I can remember reacting negatively and saying, that is not right. That is not scriptural. That is not the church. The church should be more like a circle, where all of us are together, holding hands. All of us are unique. All of us have power. All of us have responsibility. And all of us have ministry. But no one is greater than the other. We are called to be a community of service together. And we had debates in seminary. And I think in the end, the church, starting in 1976... really changed. It said that old model of understanding is wrong. And we must have this new sense of shared leadership, of shared ministry, of equality, of moving forward, with all of us having different responsibilities, but all of us equal in God's eyes. No one is greater than their neighbor or another. Man is not greater than a woman. Color is not greater. We have to put all that behind us and start to see afresh how God calls us to minister as people on a community together, walking together to be the people of God together. And that's when we start to emerge this thinking of the people of God. So it is a sense that we all share ministry and we all share responsibility for being the people of God alive in the world. It has implications, of course. The old idea of let the rector do it doesn't really fly. But modern clergy have been taught, I don't know if they always remember, but I know that when I was on selection boards called ACPO, we shared with each candidate that they were one among equals. Not first, one among equals. And that they are called to do what all others can do. You would never ask a layperson to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. And they would look blankly and we'd say, well, you know what that means? And they sort of look blankly and I say, well, it means you got to clean the toilets. It means you got to wash the dishes. It means if you're a first in the church and there's rat dung all over the place, you clean it up. You don't be helpless. You are called to serve. And we're all called to serve. And that's the essence of what Jesus is about. There's only Jesus. And the word of God, which is mentioned in the letter to the Thessalonians, people get that confused. The word of God. If I said the word of God, what comes into your mind right away? Bang. As the word of God. It's not the Bible. Surprise, surprise. It is the acts and teachings of Jesus. Those are the words of God. Those are the words of God. What Jesus taught us, that's recorded for us in the Gospels, is how we are to be. Serving, caring, loving, forgiving. That's what is the word of God. So that's our direction. As we start into the fall, into the winter season, really, the word of God is that we are to be a servant people. We are to be serving one another and serving into the world, not thinking of ourselves greater than someone else, but that we have different responsibilities, we have different educations, we have different ministries. In a few minutes, I'm going to be calling up members of the Altar Guild, and now who are lay administrators. They were Altar Guild members. They're now also moving and have been licensed by the bishop to be lay administrators. I'm going to call them forward for a commissioning. They are serving. They are sharing ministry. We're all serving as equals. Different actions, but equal. So how does that filter in for us in our daily lives? I don't know how often you think of yourself as a servant of Jesus Christ, but you are. I don't know how often you think of yourself as a minister of Jesus Christ, but you are. It's not just those of us with a round collar. It is all of us. I wouldn't get it back in. All of us are called to minister. And we're all called to minister in the name of our Lord and Savior. We all have an equal ministry, and we're called to do it. And so I pray that today, as you start thinking about the new year, which is only 2 months away, and we start thinking about the new year of the Christian Church, which is just weeks away, begins the last Sunday of this month. Who am I as a member of the body of Christ? What is Jesus calling me to be? And how do I serve? Jesus calls us as a servant. Jesus calls us as a minister to hear his words in Scripture, to look around us and apply them as we live in 2017. It bothers me greatly when I hear of religious organizations thinking that they're better than others. We are not better. We are called to serve, but we are still in the service of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We are not better or worse than someone who follows God in another direction, through another process. We are all still connected. God loves all of God's creation. And so on this Sunday of service, this Sunday of humbleness, I call us all to think about ourselves. Do I think I'm better than my neighbor? I may live differently than my neighbor, and maybe my neighbor is still on a pathway of trying to discover who they are. So we pray for them, not in a sense of being superior, but in a sense that we are on the plane with them, and they too are on a journey of discovery and wholeness. And so today, as we receive the sacrament, where we symbolically receive into ourselves the Word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ, that we are given new vision, given new energy, giving an empowerment to go all the time in our lives, that we are servants of Jesus Christ, living out the Word of God in our daily lives. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.